This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
I am an African American. This is a sort of thing that African Americans face quite often, being suddenly confronted and shocked by explosions of racism. And in this case, something happened which was even more shocking than the explosion of racism, something I never would have imagined, never would have predicted. It felt like a minor miracle. Minor miracle. Which reminds me of another knock-on-wood memory. I was cycling with a male friend through a small Midwestern town. We came to a four-way stop and stopped, chatting. As we started again, a rusty old pickup truck, ignoring the stop sign, hurricaned past scant inches from our front wheels. My partner called, "Hey, that was a four-way stop!" The truck driver, stringy blonde hair, a long fringe under his brand-name beer cap, looked back and yelled, "You fucking niggers!" and sped off. My friend and I looked at each other and shook our heads. We remounted our bikes and headed out of town. We were pedaling through a clear blue afternoon between two fields of almost ripened wheat, bordered by cornflowers and Queen Anne's lace, when we heard an unmuffled motor, a honk honking. We stopped, closed ranks, made fists. It was the same truck. It pulled over. A tall, very much in shape young white guy slid out. Greasy jeans, homemade finger tattoos, probably a Marine Corps boot camp footlocker full of martial arts techniques. "What did you say back there?" he shouted. My friend said, "I said it was a four-way stop. You went through it." "And what did I say?" the white guy asked. "You said, you fucking niggers." The afternoon froze. "Well," said the white guy, shoving his hands into his pockets and pushing dirt around with the pointed toe of his boot, "I just want to say I'm sorry." He climbed back into his truck and drove away.